whole time I'm over here calling it a muumuu, like a cow, but it's actually a Hawaiian originated dress called a muumuu muumuu. Okay? And it's referenced by their Mother Hubbard dress, which is basically a nightgown or a dress that you wore around the house throughout the day. Flowy, not fitted. But growing up, my mom wore nightgowns, my aunties and my granny. But at what age am I supposed to wear a muumuu? Like, I feel like muumuus are for like mid-40s and up, grandma to be and up. Like, when my girls get like at least 30 plus and they feel like they want to have kids, right? I feel like the way they should like tell me they're having a kid or pregnant is by gifting me a nice muumuu with a ultrasound in there and maybe a grandma loves me baby onesie. Yeah, put that in the bag, because I feel like that's the time that I should get a muumuu. I don't feel like I should have a muumuu before I'm mid-40s, before I'm a grandma-to-be, because girl is still with the t-shirt and the draws. The long shirt, no draws. The fitted tank top that I can't wear out in public because I will get the stares for the good and the wrong reasons. And some boxers, you know what I'm saying? I am very much what teens sleep in still. Sometimes nothing, but muumuu? No, I'm not at muumuu. I have a kimono that I wear sometimes, but not around the house or not to just be in. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm at that age, which brings me to a list of things women do or women have or women feel like all women should do that I just don't fucking do. So yeah, y'all see where this episode is going. I'm about to get into this. Men might not be able to relate, but y'all just be here getting to know me and the things in my mind, and that's what the list is going to be. A list of shit Chantal's not doing. Don't ask me to do it. I don't have no plans on doing it. Don't want to do it. I don't do it. And yeah, welcome to She Gets a Pod. Numero uno. Okay? I ain't waxing my body for nobody. That shit hurt. And I've only ever done it on my eyebrows one time in New York. Instant regret. I think I told y'all I had a rash on my eyebrows for like 6 days because that wax, no ma'am. Don't ever try me like that again. And I don't have people do my eyebrows to this day. I do my eyebrows myself. You know what I'm saying? Even when my hair was shorter, my barber would be like, you want me to do your brows? No, you don't touch my brows. I'm sorry. I don't trust you like that, okay? And shout out to all the men with great eyebrows, because most men have better eyebrows than women. Y'all do a great job at y'all eyebrows. And if y'all jeans is what y'all jeans need to be, y'all eyebrows are thick and flourishing, and I love them. But don't shape them up too much, because then you start looking like, okay? And I want to be sure who you outside for, okay? But yeah, I'm not waxing my body for nobody. For nobody, okay? I'm going to get the hairs when I need to get the hairs as best as I can. But if there's a hair that's out there stranded on its one and only and is there, mind your business and stay focused on what you're here for. Okay? Okay? Okay. Number two. I think lashes are dumb. I've always thought lashes are dumb. I think women are beautiful without it. I feel like there's enough mascara, curl mascara, volume mascara, extended lashes mascara. Use your lash curler. Girl, you don't need it. Y'all look crazy. Them fucking damn brooms on your face. Shit so thick. Shit so thick. I can see that your face is over there between the paper towels and the toilet tissue aisle before I even see your face because them shits are so thick and long. Girl, please. Relax. Number three. Ain't no man ever using my car to chill and bullshit while I'm at work and drop me off and not be there to pick me up on time. Are you crazy? First of all, I'm not going to fully blame men for this. Because, first of all, why are you with a man who thinks it's okay to drive around your car all day, not do what he needs to do for himself or the household while you work, and then don't pick you up on time? Excuse me? To the women who raise their sons to feel like that shit is okay, shame on you. Shame on you. To the males who helped procreate and create a life that became a boy and is now a man who doesn't know what a man needs to do while a woman's at work, but you drive around their shit, shame on you. To that young man who thinks it's cool to be in his woman's vehicle, not getting an oil change, not getting her new set of tires, not putting gas in it, not taking that car to your several interviews you have throughout the day, and you're not going to make sure you're scheduled to pick her up on time, and you think that shit is cool? No. Shame on you. Don't do that shit. Like, ugh. Ugh. Like, people with no integrity make me itch. Okay? Number four. I'm not going to be the only one cleaning the home just because I'm a woman. You got me fucked up. I see my grandma do it. And I see my mom do it. I only saw my dad wash dishes one time, and that was after the divorce, and he was living by himself, and he had no woman in that house. Okay? His process, ugh, sir, there's a better way, okay? You look like you have only had women washing dishes for you, because what are you doing? Okay? I'm not, like, I believe a household with a man and a woman and kids runs good.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/heartbreak.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
With respect and a system. And a system is, we all live here, clean it up. You see it on the floor, don't go there, pick it up. You think the floor needs to be swept? Shake out all the rugs. Move the chairs, sweep under the table, sweep under the bookshelf, sweep under the fridge, move the trash can, clean the trash can lid, change the trash, take it out. You think the floor needs to be mopped? Mop the floor. The bathroom is not clean? Clean the bathroom. Like, we all live here. Why is it put on one person because they're a woman to clean the whole house. No. Okay? Not doing it. Number five, I'm not ever going to be pro sleepovers with your friends. I'm sorry. I am that mom. I'm not for it. Did my mom let me sleep over at people's houses? Yes. Should she? No. Saw too much, heard too much. Didn't like the fact that this house does not smell like mine. Sam, I am. I want to go home, but because I didn't want to hurt my friend's feelings, I just stayed and I slept over, and it was the fucking longest night ever because I wanted to go home when I got here. I wanted to go home as soon as I hit your door. What is that smell? Does your house always smell like this? I was like Dorothy in my sleep, tapping my shoes. Take me home, 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 take me home. I couldn't wait to pack my shit up and go home. I don't give a fuck if it was my neighbor downstairs in the apartment building. I can hear my mom upstairs. I want to go home. I am not pro sleepovers. Like, my daughters are not going to like me when they're in middle school, when they're in high school, and their friends want to invite them over to their house because I'm not with it. I'm not with it. And I hope my man don't be trying to convince me that it's okay. No, I'm not with it. I'm not comfortable with it. Oh my God. But yeah, I'm not doing it. Chantal's not doing it. Number six, I'm not coming over to your house for dinner just because we related. If I don't like you as family related, we came out the same vagina, you're my mom's sister, but you got a nasty ass attitude and the way that you think I don't want my kids around you, I'm not coming over for dinner. You ain't got to worry about me on holidays. You ain't got to worry about me on Mother's Day. You ain't got to worry about me for Father's Day dinner. You ain't got to worry about me on Thanksgiving. You ain't got to worry about me. Chantal's not coming, and it's okay. Okay. Number seven, I'm not going to act helpless just because you're a man. I'm just not going to do it. If it's something I know how to do, I'm going to do it. If you beat me to it, cool. If there's a problem and I can figure out the answer myself, I'm probably going to do it myself. I'm not going to make you feel like you're more of a man just because I'm a woman and I have to act like I'm completely helpless and I can't do for myself. I can do for myself. I'm not going to sit there and act like I can't take out my trash because you're not here and you're not around. I'm going to take the fucking trash out. She thought. All right? Number eight, I'm not calling you 100 times and I'm not texting you crazy just to get your attention. Fuck it. You saw me call you back. You saw me text you back. You're choosing to not respond. You're choosing to not acknowledge. We're good here. Who has a problem? Not me. Like, that's insane. Women, stop doing that. Stop calling that man 1,000 times. He's not going to answer like he didn't answer the first time. He's going to call you back. He's going to acknowledge you when he wants to. Trust me, I've seen my brothers do this. I've seen my brothers do this to women that they don't like. I've seen my brothers do this to women that they're married to. They don't give a fuck. When they don't want to talk to you, they don't fucking want to talk to you. When a man does want to talk to you, he's going to talk to you. He's going to come find you. He's going to pull up. Okay? Sometimes he pulls up a little too late and your mind is made up. But if a man really wants you, he's going to come get you. He's going to come see about you. He's going to do whatever he needs to do to make that right. Okay? Whether you're accepting, that's on you. But men do what they want to when they want to. So do some women. Okay? Number nine. I'm not spending over $100 on a mani-pedi. Fuck you. Y'all are tripping. Y'all are tripping. And the way that y'all be charging extra money just because somebody wants French tips, blow me. It's less nail polish. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy.
It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Just have a steady hand, pay attention, and do all of them the same way. Why is it $5 more? Because it's for French tips. And when did the fucking French tips get so fucking thin? What the fuck? Who approved that? Okay? Who approved that? But y'all really pissing me off in a nail shop. And what's the difference between the original and the deluxe? Petty. There's no fucking difference. I can do a scrub at home. I have scrubs that I keep in my shower too consistently. I have great body washes. I exfoliate. I don't need you to do that for me. I don't need you to rub oil on my legs. Okay? Just do a standard pedicure. Make sure my toes is what my toes need to be. And make sure they're all aligned in alignment. And paint the toes so I can get up out of here. Y'all be doing too much. Women that be coming in there getting ombre, bringing their work computer, having a person that always does it. I don't have a nail person. I've never had a nail person at a nail shop because in my mind, if you up in this hole, all y'all should know how to do nails. You should know how to do a mani. You should know how to do a pedi. Some people in there know how to do lashes, not getting those. Already talked about that. Some people in there doing waxes, not doing that. Already talked about that. I don't give a fuck about what you think you see on top of my lip. I'll get it. Focus on these toes and these hands. Okay? Okay? And some women be extremely rough doing your nails and your feet. And sometimes I do prefer a man to do my feet and my nails because they pay attention to shit and they're not rough. And a lot of people, when you come into a nail shop, don't be rude to these people. These people are doing a service where they're touching your hands and your feet. First of all, thank you that you want to do this for people. Thank you that you're skilled to do this. But people who come into the nail shop with an automatic attitude blow me because why are you bringing that rah-rah into a peaceful place like this? We are common here. Bring that shit the fuck down. Check your energy at the door.
I came in here because I had a long week. Okay? And I've been running and walking and doing shit on my feet. And I came in here so I could relax, but your attitude is blowing me. Ugh. All right? Now, if it's me and both of the girls and we're getting our nails done, I don't mind paying over $100. But y'all prices? Ugh. Run that shit back. Run that shit back. All right? Number 10. I don't want to be in no one's wedding as like a bridesmaid, a maid of honor. No, thank you. I appreciate it. Get somebody else to do it. I don't want a wedding, so don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I'm the type of person where if I want to marry a man, we're going to hit that courthouse low-key. Just me and him. We're going to get that marriage certificate on the low. We get the rings when we get the rings. Not really worried about that. Not pressed about that. I don't have a ring in my mind that I want. I think different rings are beautiful for different reasons. I don't want a ring that's passed down from your grandparents or anything. I want something that's mine. And we're just going to conduct ourselves as we should. And whoever finds out that I am married, they find out that I am married. Would I have like a celebration dinner? Yes. Does it have to be right after I got married? No. You know what I'm saying? But I like the low-keyness of that shit. I don't feel like it needs to be this big dress. It needs to be... who's paying for the flowers? Who's going to be DJing? Where's the venue? Like, the thought of that is just like, please, wrap this shit up. It doesn't have to be that. Now, if you want to celebrate 5 years of marriage and have a celebration for that, cool. Do that. But being married and joining two lives into one is already enough, okay? Don't add an expensive wedding on top of that shit. It's just unnecessary. Okay? Yeah, I'm not doing it. Number 11. Ain't never been big on wine, which makes me feel like I'm not adulting right. I've been to Connecticut to go taste wine with friends. Don't get the hype. I've purchased wine. Over the years, there's a bottle of wine in my kitchen right now. I've been there for the last 2 years. I think I'm going to pour it out tomorrow. Like, it does nothing for me. Okay, I don't get it. I'm not big on alcohol. There's a bottle of Henny in my kitchen that my man left. And I told him it's going to be right there at the same amount by the time you come back. Because I'm not a solo drinker. And I usually drink socially when I feel safe and when I feel like I'm around people that if I'm out of here, they're going to make sure I get where I need to be, right? I'm not somebody that needs to drink weekly, daily. I could count the amount of drinks I have in a year on two hands. Like, very low-key, very chill. Alcohol has never been a big part of my life. I don't have any alcoholics in my family. Some people in my family drink beer, liquor, but nothing, you know. And my dad drank, my mom drinks, but nothing too crazy. Number 12, maybe a 5 a.m. Chantal is not real. Maybe I was not made for that. Maybe she's not made for it. Because when I get up and it's 5 a.m. and it doesn't involve me getting on a flight, I am not too excited about that, okay? I do understand that when you wake up early, you get a bit more done in the day than most people. Cool. Happy for you. I don't want to do that shit every day. And maybe that's not a
go-to goal for everybody. Maybe it takes a certain person of a certain personality to wake up at 5 a.m. and be happy about that shit. I'm not that person. But I think the person that I'm with, they can't do nothing but wake up early, because even when they're off, they're up early. Even when they don't have to be where they gotta be today and they gotta be there later in the day, they up early. When I gotta get up with the girls, they up early. Sometimes I talk to him early in the morning while I'm getting the girls ready, because he up early. Okay? But he's definitely not one of those people who feels like, just because I'm up, you gotta get up. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because woo-wee, I would hate that. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate it, though, you know? My man on top of his shit. Go ahead and take all you can out of the day. Love that for you. Might not be for me every day. But yeah, I don't think that's within me. Number 13, stand-up concerts. Nope. Last one I did was when I was 31. It was a Sanfa concert. And that was my last stand-up joint. Okay, I am a working woman. I left before that concert was over. I cannot be standing up the whole time and let you have somebody opening for you too. Who the fuck is this person getting my feet tied? Like, no, it has to be seats up in here. I have to be sitting at a table, okay? Something. But to stand up the whole time you there, and I'm short. And people today, when they go to concerts, they want to let everybody else on their phones have the experience too. I can't see shit. So what did I buy these tickets for? No. I need seats. I need a view. I need a table. And I need somebody there that I can enjoy that with sometimes. But sometimes I do go to concerts by myself. Never had a problem doing that either. All right. And number 14. Coffee at Starbucks daily. No. Y'all are tripping. That is a crack epidemic. Because I don't understand. As soon as you hit the door of Starbucks, that coffee is slapping you in the face. That coffee is strong as shit. But to be so committed that you're just like, I have to buy my Starbucks coffee every day? First of all, where do you work to afford that? Second of all, why do you need this every day? Your life needs to slow down, needs to change. You need to reset if you feel like you need Starbucks every day. No shade on Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what y'all niches, okay? Y'all been doing it a great job for many decades, okay? But the way that Americans feel like they need coffee, that strong of a coffee every day, is sickening. Okay? Even I enjoy a Frappuccino. I enjoy their hot chocolate. I enjoy a refresher from them. I enjoy a peppermint tea from time to time. But, and I the crumb cake that I used to get from them in my 20s and when I was younger, in my teens, amazing. Loved it, okay? But y'all that go in there for coffee, espresso, and y'all have y'all drinks down to a tea? Oh, you need help. That is, Chantal's not doing that. I'm not doing that. Y'all gotta chill. There's a certain level of adulting that I don't think I will ever be. And I think knowing exactly how my drink needs to be made at Starbucks is one of them. I don't care about that shit. When I get a coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, I usually get a medium, not a large and not a small, a medium caramel iced coffee, no sugar, 3 pumps of caramel, cream, and regular ice, okay? Shake that shit up, make it the complexion of John Legend, and we're good to go. When I get a hot chocolate, I ask for a medium hot chocolate. Can you please put caramel in it? Thank you. It's tasty that way. No extra sugar. Right? Nothing about my drinks be complicated in this life. Nothing. But
yeah, those are things I'm not doing. I'm looking forward to my moo-moo age. I don't feel like I'm at my moo-moo age yet. I will be tank-topping it, drawsing it until that time. But yeah, now y'all know where the moo-moo originated from. If you are a woman that wears a moo-moo, enjoy yourself. I just don't feel like I'm at that level yet. All right? But I'm sure when I do get to that level, I'm going to enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I appreciate you, and you have a great night.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.